You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, coming to you straight from Ohio at WKSU Studios at Kent State University. This week, New York Attorney General Letitia James opened a new investigation into the Trump Organization's finances. The office subpoenaed records from German lender Deutsche Bank relating to a number of large loans made to the president's company, including his efforts to purchase the NFL's Buffalo Bills. The move by the state attorney general follows similar lines of inquiry in the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees. David Enrich is finance editor for The New York Times, and he says subpoenas are directly tied to last month's congressional testimony by Michael Cohen.
The New York Attorney General's office has sent a subpoena to Deutsche Bank seeking its records relating to a number of the loans that the bank has made, or even the bank that the bank considered making over the past 5 years. And they appear to be doing this in response to Michael Cohen's testimony earlier this month, where he pointed to these loans and the relationship with Deutsche Bank as an area where Donald Trump had been exaggerating his net worth.
How much does this increase the legal exposure for the president and the Trump Organization?
You know, every time you get subpoenaed by a law enforcement agency, that's a pretty scary thing. I do think we're kind of, as Daniel Patrick Moynihan once said, kind of defining deviancy down right now. And I think this is the umpteenth subpoena that has gone to the Trump Organization or to Deutsche Bank or to parties that the president has worked with in the past seeking information related to various criminal and civil investigations into the president. So how much does this really move the needle? I don't know. I think it depends on exactly what they turn up. And I think the immediate thing they're looking for is evidence related to bank fraud, which could be what happened if you've drastically overstated your assets in a way to trick the bank into giving you more loans or giving you lower interest rates on those loans. But there's a lot of other stuff that we do not know about Trump's relationship with Deutsche Bank, which goes back 20 years now and has involved much more than these four or five loans that the AG's office is now looking at. And I think there are, you know, the more rocks that get picked up and people look under them, the more little critters you find scurrying around. And it wouldn't surprise me if in the process of disinvestigating whether Trump exaggerated his financial health and his net worth, whether they uncover other little things as well.
What's the worst case scenario here for Deutsche Bank and or the Trump Organization itself?
The worst case scenario, I think, is that there is some evidence that emerges either from the Attorney General's investigation or any of the other investigations that are starting up into Deutsche Bank, that Deutsche Bank was not simply lending money to Donald Trump, that Deutsche Bank either knowingly or unknowingly was essentially funneling money to Donald Trump from some outside parties. And there's no proof that this exists, but the rumors have been circulating for a couple of years now that Russia sent money to Donald Trump by way of Deutsche Bank. Obviously, Congress is investigating this. They're in the process of subpoenaing Deutsche Bank right now as well. And I think that's kind of the holy grail for investigators, especially those from the Democratic side that view Deutsche Bank as a possible way to not only understand everything about Trump's finances, but also possibly really potent piece of evidence against Trump.
David Enrich is a finance editor for The New York Times. David, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.